Check. 1, 2.
It's gonna be in,
Ravi Vrindavan?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna?
I'm here. Tatenu kampam susumikshamano bundana evatma.
In words.
Like a song.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano bundana evatma kritam vipakam. Ridvagvapurbhirvidadhan namaste jivet yomurti pade sadayavak.
Very good.
Fast.
Tatenu kampam susumikshamano bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam. Ridvagvapurbhirvidadhan namaste jivet yomurti pade sadayavak.
Tatenu kampam susamiksamano bhujane vatma kripam vipakam. Dhridbhag vapubir vidadam namaste jiveta jo mukti pada sadaya bhak. Bhakti pada sadaya
bhak. Bhakti pade sadaya bhak.
Bhakti pade sadaya bhak.
You remember?
Yes, I try.
Huh?
I try. Tatenu kampam.
Oh, what is the meaning?
Means Lord Brahma is telling that person who patiently tolerates the reactions to his past good or bad activities, or this part can mean that devotee who is on the path of sadhan bhakti, who accepts whatever is coming to him, good or bad situation, as Krishna's mercy to purify him, that person, he continuously offers obeisances with his body, mind and words, and then he becomes qualified to attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, liberation.
Mukti pade
means liberation from material existence by attaining the lotus feet of Krishna.
What mukti pade? Acha, you.
Brahmaji is saying, oh Krishna, he who is waiting for your mercy, who patiently tolerates all of his fruit of his karma, which he has done himself, and who with his mind, body, and words offer all of his obeisances to you, then he is the sole recipient of Muktipad. Means, also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the devotee, he's not bound by the rules of karma. So instead he thinks everything is Krishna's mercy.
Fully surrendered.
So sometimes the Lord may give him very nice situation or very difficult situation, but the devotee thinks that this is your mercy. You know what's better for me, just like a father, without waiting for the son to ask him what the son needs, he automatically does everything for the welfare of his son. So in the same way, Krishna, for the benefit of his devotee, gives him equally good or bad situation.
But what is Mukti Pade?
Mukti Pade means he attains, different meanings are there. One is...
word meaning? Mukti Pade.
Okay. In whose feet Mukti resides? Mukti Pade. That's Krishna. Krishna's lotus feet, then there's Mukti. Or... no. Okay.
Okay. You?
Try again.
Ask Roma.
Oh, Brahmaji, Lord Brahma is telling here, oh Krishna, you are so merciful, so kind, yeah, for your devotees who are fully surrendered to you. With their body, they serve you. Yeah, they are always in sadhu sangha. With their mind, they always remember your glories. With their words, they describe your glorious pastimes and teachings. for these devotees, they don't have any difficulty to tolerate happiness or distress. They don't see any enemies or friends. They don't think that, oh, I am suffering or I am happy. They think only how fortunate I am that Krishna is so kind to me. Even I have done so many bad things in my previous life, in this life. You are giving simple, very small reaction to what I actually deserve. If he cuts his hands, he doesn't think, oh, how bad is Krishna that he allows that to happen. He thinks, oh, I deserve much more worse thing to happen. And Krishna gives me only very little, small token. And by this, I can remember him more. Yeah, I can glorify him more. So for that devotee, Lord Brahma is telling, for him, yeah, just like a father, he has already inheritance ready for the son. Yeah, for that devotee, your everything, your bhakti, yeah, is waiting for him like an inheritance. And here, Muktipada is referring to, yeah, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and...
What is the meaning, first tell?
Mukti means here, mukti hidvanyata rupam swarupena vyavastati. That real mukti means to obtain
but
one's...
Going here, there. Tumi bolo to.
Here, tat means therefore. What is therefore? Why they are telling therefore? The previous slok it mentioned that bhakti mudasate vibho, who is giving up bhakti. That means here bhakti is the best path to attain Bhagavan mercy. So now first I am explaining what will they want, mukti path. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in two ways. Muktischa padancha iti muktipada means who get bhakti. Bhakti means get associationship and mukti both. Mukti that means here, mukti means here liberated
mukti
from this
pade
world. There are two meanings I am telling.
I could also tell.
I am telling.
I could also tell.
Telling.
Yeah. Srila Chakravarti first explained that muktischa padancha iti muktipad in singular number.
No.
Why so? That who will do bhakti, they will get associationship of God and liberation from the material world. The second meaning, mukti yasya pade iti sa muktipada, in which feet mukti is residing, that muktipad.
What became?
Mukti pade yasya sa iti.
Means?
Which feet mukti resides? If someone do bhakti.
Where?
If someone do bhakti, mukti.
What pad means here?
Pad means lotus feet.
Who is lotus feet?
Are siddha bolo, je mukti tahar jar pade te sei bhakti.
I am bolchi tai to.
Ar othoba hobe mukti jar pade te sei Krishna.
আমি তাই তো বলছি তো আমি
আমি বুঝতে পারি না তোমার অত ল্যাঙ্গুয়েজ না এই রকম না কো ধর
নো 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 সেটা বিশ্বাস হয় টোল টু মিনিংস মুক্তিশ্চ পদঞ্চৈতি মুক্তি আর মুক্তি পদে যস্য সৈতি মুক্তি
এই রকম বলতে হবে যে সে একটা অন্ধ লোক নিরক্ষর লোক
ইউ ডো নট লিসেন ফাস্ট দেন হাউ আই ক্যান ডু দ্যাট
আমি তুমি যা এক্সপ্লেনেশন করো তাতে আমি আমি বুঝতে পারি.
He goes everywhere first and then he
yeah
comes there.
Like see?
Yes.
So what is meaning, Gurudev? Gurudev, what is meaning bhakti pade?
It has three meanings.
Listen, listen.
Yeah, please.
First meaning, mukti pade so daya bhag. First, mukti is always in the lotus feet of
bhakti.
So here mukti pade means bhakti. And second meaning, mukti in whose
lotus
pade
feet, Krishna.
That is Krishna. So two meanings, I know.
No, chapter
and third th- meaning he knows.
No,
actually
chapter 3 is given. I can show it in chapter 3's commentary.
Yes.
I can show immediate.
Yes.
Book is here.
I'm telling that
right
you are
now.
More authority than Vishwanath Chapter.
No, sir, chapter 3 in his commentary is telling that.
Are you?
Let me finish now.
Hey,
you are finished.
No,
you are not finished. You are an American citizen. Who is finished?
Who is dependent on Krishna's mercy? That Krishna is telling they are no longer under control of Kal and Karma. They are completely controlled by Krishna.
Okay.
Just like father sometimes giving to his son, sometimes bitter thing, sometimes sweet thing. Sometimes caressing him, sometimes slapping him.
Yeah, we can tell this also. Gurudev caught us. And then now you are telling all
no.
this.
Yeah. What I call three
true or not?
Three.
Yes. Yeah.
We believe him.
Here it means that.
Tell him.
Meaning is that the devotee never becomes disturbed. He always continues to speak.
अरे बोलो तो हम लोग सुनी एक तो
something he leaves for Vrindavan.
After Vrinda he will speak.
Yeah.
No, not speak at all.
Yeah. Lord Brahma.
I'll so.
Yeah, Lord Brahma is.
He's tolerating.
Gurudev. The devotee tolerates always, even if he is wrong, he tolerates. But he don't tolerate.
Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is stating here that
अरे सारा रात धरे ग्रंथ देखे छे विश्वनाथ भगवती ठाकुर टीका
those who are steady in their sadhana, Lord Brahma is stating that those who are performing their sadhana and not being disturbed by the happiness and distress and accepting it as the mercy of the Lord, knowing that the Lord is giving him what is proper for him to purify him so he can become fully liberated. So it's saying Muktipada, that liberation is at the feet of that devotee. It is automatic, that he's automatically liberated when he's in that state of mind. That's, I think, what you wanted to hear. And that... and
like a father.
Well, yes. Well, we said that. That like.
But you can say more. You've read the purport.
Well, yes. That Krishna is devotee is simply realizing whatever happiness or stress is only mercy of the Lord.
Swakarma means. Vatma kritam vipakam means what he has done in past, good and bad.
Yes.
Activities are coming.
Right.
So a devotee surrendered to Krishna. Oh. He happily, laughing, tolerate all these.
Yes.
And secondly, oh, this is the mercy of Krishna. He, like a father, he told all.
No remnants. Everything has been said. So, I'm kidding. So here, this shlok, Brahmaji is telling that that those who earnestly are hoping for Krishna's mercy, meanwhile, they still continue to suffer the reactions of their previous karma, but also at the same time, with happy mood, continue to serve Krishna with their mind, body and words, that these devotees are eligible, are fit candidates to attain the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, who is Muktipade. And Muktipade means here, as Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was actually refusing to say the word mukti, which is very painful for his heart, then Mahaprabhu told him that there's two meanings. First one is that Krishna, lotus feet are the shelter of all mukta, means the five types of mukta, as Sarshti, Samipya, Swarupya, Salokya, and Sayujya, which is the worst one. And the other meaning is that Krishna is the shelter of liberation, means Krishna's lotus feet is the shelter of liberation. That's what it says in Chaitanya-caritamrita, I don't know if it's proper. And then also Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paditya Jamam Ekam Sarvam Paja. Aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshayishami ma sucha. So Krishna is actually giving shelter to those who are fully, and he takes away all his pap. And also Draupadi was praying, oh Krishna, take those, let those calamities happen and again and again. Draupadi or Kunti? Kunti was praying. So she was praying that all these calamities, it's all Krishna's mercy. Because if we want to enter in the fire, we have to become like fire. So we have to become completely pure. And Krishna is purifying his pradatta karma. And there's different types of karma. And this one is the manifested karma. So the devotee happily tolerates, like a father is chastising, sometimes praising his son. He's always happy that his father is taking care of him.
Okay.
বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুর কি বলেছেন পড়ো একটু
বললাম তা
হয়ে গেল বললাম
মানে আত্মকৃতম বিপাকম মিনস হোয়াট ইট হ্যাপেন ফর মি গুড অর ব্যাড ডিউ টু মাই ওন কর্ম অ্যান্ড ইফ সামান ওয়ান টু বি ইন লাইফ ইফ সন ইজ লিভিং ইন দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড দেন হি বিকেম ইনহেরিটেন্ট অফ হিস ফাদার প্রপার্টি ইন সেম ওয়ে মুক্তিপদ মিনস ভক্তি. If someone want to achieve bhakti, they have to be in this bhakti line. Then one day must they achieve bhakti. Here is bhakti here means one day they will give, they will obtain associateship of Krishna. This is the main thing here.
Mukti padesh or daya bhag, anyone has not
told. Daya bhag means?
Daya bhag means? As a son.
Get inherited.
No, I told. I told this.
He told.
And he repeated. Yeah.
Where is Bhagavat?
Maharaj, আমি এক সময় বলেছিলেন দায় ভাগ শব্দের কথা না দায় দায় ভাগ তো
যদি ছেলেটা বেঁচে থাকে তাহলে
এই তো মুক্তিশ্চ
আরে এটা দেখি এরপর কি শ্লোক
নারায়ণস্তং নহি মুক্তি এই দেখুন মুক্তিশ্চ পদঞ্চ তয় দ্বন্দ্ব ঐক্যং তসমিন সংসার মুক্ত তচ্চরণ সেবায় দিয়ে এক বছর দিয়ে দেখিয়েছেন এই তো বাংলায় দেখিয়েছেন নারায়ণস্তম নহি
ওটা কোথায় রে
নারায়ণস্তম নহি অখিল দেহি নাম
না না আচ্ছা আচ্ছা আর আগে ওইটা দাও না ও দ্যাট দ্যাট
চোদ্দ হলো
কোথায় এটা আজকে কোনটা
তত্ত্বানুকম্পাম হলো
কোথায়
এই যে
তত্ত্বানুকম্পাম
এবারে আছে নারায়ণস্তম নহি অখিল দেহি নাম অস্মাত অধি লোক সাক্ষী কো ব্যক্তি ভুমান ভগবত পরাত্মন বিকৃত যোগ মায়াম অজ্ঞান সঙ্গ ভব বন্ধ মোক্ষ
अथापिते देव पदां भुजद्वय प्रसाद लेशानु गृहीत एव हि जनाति तत्त्वं भगवन् महिम्नो न चान्न एको अपि चिरं 29
29